So this is one of those passages that we can't file away in a warm and fuzzy gospel. When Jesus kind of puts the reality of this life of discipleship right in front of our face. And his words this evening are guarding us against this vice, this sin of presumption. That I ate and I drank in your company. You taught in our streets. I ate and drank in your company and you taught in our streets. I don't know where you're from. As we heard in the Gospels recently on Sunday, how easy it is for us to get lost in this trap of the externals of the faith and keep our heart hidden from the Father. It is only when we allow the Father access to our heart, to all the brokenness, the woundedness, all the junk that we carry, only then when we surrender that to Him can He give us His mercy and His grace and His love, His very self. And that's what's going to save us, is when we allow ourselves to be possessed completely by the Father. St. Paul said, the Spirit prays. We don't know how to pray. The Spirit prays in us. And so we don't always need to be scared or fearful when we hear the gospel that not many will be saved, many will try and not enter. It should encourage us to enter into the weakness of our true self, to just surrender to the fact that we can't do it. And that most of the time when we get in trouble is when we try to do it on our own. And we pray for that grace of humility, true humility, to be surrendered to the truth of the all-powerful God. And so we pray honestly and earnestly that refrain from the response or a song. My hope, O Lord. Maybe we can say, my only hope, O Lord, is in your mercy. May it be true for each one of us.